M&W 248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. The Justice Department appointed a special counsel to oversee two investigations of former President Trump about January 6th and classified documents.
The former president attacked the appointment of a special counsel.
This horrendous abuse of power is the latest in a long series of witch hunts. It started a long time ago.
Trump repeated his longtime claim that the 2020 election was fraudulent.
This is a rigged deal, just as the 2020 election was rigged, and we can't let them get away with it.
Speaking in front of a group of supporters at his Mar-a-Lago home, Trump insisted he has done nothing wrong, said the investigation will not be fair, and suggested other former presidents should also be investigated. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
There's 5 feet of snow in parts of western New York, and it's not supposed to stop until midday Sunday. WIVB-TV's Tara Lynch reports.
Here in Buffalo, you know we love our hockey. You can actually take a yardstick and shoot the snow, and it sticks to walls. It is sticking to our lights. It's sticking to our tripods. So this snow is not something to be messed with, and a big cleanup on the way.
CBS has learned some of the Idaho student victims were attacked in bed. Danya Backus has the latest.
Classes continue at the University of Idaho, but the campus is nearly deserted.
I wish I could go home.
Students still on campus say they're on edge after police walked back a statement saying there was no threat to the community.
It was nerve-wracking to hear them say that we are no longer, like, totally safe.
Police say they believe the victims were targeted. They're working with two surviving roommates who were home during the attack, but are not considered suspects.
As Elon Musk is scrambling to prevent Twitter from collapsing, CNET's Ian Schur says users should be concerned about their info being hacked or leaked.
The information that Twitter gathers when they log into their account, even just knowing some of that basic information, could reveal their identities.
The founder of the failed blood testing company Theranos was sentenced to 11 years. Len Ramirez was there.
Elizabeth Holmes stood up in front of Judge Edward Davila moments before he imposed the punishment. Red-faced and teary-eyed, Holmes told the court she has, quote, deep pain for what people went through because I failed them. To each of them, I am so, so sorry I gave everything I had to save the company, end quote.
A Bar Association panel votes to make taking the LSATs optional amid the debate about whether the standardized test helps or hurts diversity in admissions. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of a low of around 13 overnight under overcast skies with snow likely. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely again tomorrow. Highs around 21 overcast. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows of a low of around 3 above. About an inch of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Once more under the breach, dear friends, once more. In peace, there's nothing so becomes a person as modest stillness and humility. But when the blast of this adventure blows in our ears, then imitate the tiger. Stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood, set the teeth and stretch the nostril wide. Hold hard the breath and bend every spirit. Take your full height. For there is none of you that hath not noble luster in your eyes. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the start. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit upon this charge. Cry, it is Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. My name is Jefferson Smith, and it is my last day with you. Thank you. And apologies to the bard. Tom will return to you Monday. What subject should we breach, dear friends? It is Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. If anything goes, then all three branches of our federal government should certainly go. As for presidency, the executive branch, turns out Donald Trump is a 90%er. He's been described as a 1%er. I'm going to make the case as a 90%er. I'll explain. Mike Pence, what did he have to say about the January 6th committee? What do we do about the January 6th committee? What's going to happen? And Joe Biden pivoting to diplomacy. As for the judicial branch, with the Senate remaining in Democratic hands, the courts become perhaps the primary potential accomplishment that Joe Biden can have as president. Of course, that means with the House now being in Republican control. What role does the Supreme Court have? To be clear, what role did this Supreme Court, the Supreme Court that overturned vote Roe versus Wade, a worse Supreme Court, an even more right-wing support Supreme Court by a vote or two than gave us Citizens United. What role did they play in giving the United States a Republican House of Representatives? And speaking of the legislative branch, what's our analysis on what a new House of Representatives means? After running on inflation and gas prices and public safety issues important to so many Americans, what do they have as their initial priority to solve these problems? Investigate Hunter Biden. Nice. That'll help. help. So the U.S. Senate, in response to a caller yesterday who referred to the power of Herschel Walker's oratory, reminding us of Daniel Webster and Martin Luther King Jr. and Frederick Douglass, William Jennings Bryan, referred to us Herschel Walker's speech about vampires and werewolves. I was not yet familiar with the text or with its auditory form. I am now, and by popular demand, we will share it with you. And I'll offer my thoughts on why it doesn't matter and why it does. With time, SBF, FTX, and effective altruism. Be interested in your thoughts about the crypto stuff, what's happening with FTX, or what happened, and a little bit about the role of philanthropy. So I think it's important and insufficient. That's my spoiler. Let me explain what I mean by Trump is a 90%er to start. So my dad, I think because he is an old white male, it is not because he has ever, I haven't voted for Republicans since Eisenhower, but the, so it's not a, he's not in the voting demographic, well, not in the voting cohort, but I guess he is in the demographic because he gets, I think, something like 21 emails a day from Donald Trump or associated entities. And it might only be 17, it's a lot, every day. And the, and I was talking to a friend, he said, oh yeah, I got a couple of those, and it was raising money for Herschel Walker. And Donald Trump was raising money for Herschel Walker, and I was like, oh, that's probably a good political move for him, make some friends. And he said, oh yeah, but it was, if you gave to Donald Trump, it was a shit. I was like, oh yeah, I got one of those from Adam Schiff. He sent a thing to me and it went half to Adam Schiff and half to the, and half to Raphael Warnock. And he's like, oh no, this is not half and half. Donald Trump is a 90%er. If you donated, 90% of the money went to Donald Trump and 10% went to Herschel Walker. It's like, imagine, so I hosted a couple fundraisers this year. Right, and I was honored to, and Jeff Golden, who was the campaign finance reform champion in the state of Oregon. We've been working hard on the Oregon state with no limitations on campaign contributions. And one of the consequences of this is Oregon has lost its environmental leadership in many ways over the last 25 years. That is pretty, our major newspaper did a multi-part series connecting the dots between those two things, and I've been working with a group of people for, well, in some respects, 15, 20 years, but in earnest for the last five, to we got it done in the city, and now we're trying to get it done in the state. And the champion, a guy named Jeff Golden, we did a fundraiser for him, and it ended up being his most successful fundraiser. And we did one for Andrea Salinas running for Congress, ended up being hers. Her best house party, and then and she won narrowly. That felt really good. And I just imagine doing one of those fundraisers. Okay, everybody, come on over. It's going to be great. We'll put out a nice spread and have a couple good talks. You'll enjoy it. It's good weather. Did it outside. Put linens on high top tables. It was great. Like my own, our little old like potluck catering outfit. And. But 90% of the money you keep, I'm keeping. it blew my mind. So, but here's the other way it's a 90%er, 91%er. He raised, what, $24 million. Cost him a little over $22 million to raise that money. 91% of the money that he raised, he spent on raising money. No one could argue it's not only fundraising. Every time he sends out all those emails, every time he does all that sort of social media work, effort at raising the money. He's also advertising himself. He's also keeping himself in the public eye, right? So one could make that case. And then through that lens, however, it also shows that maybe he's being 1% generous to Herschel Walker. If it costs him 91 cents every dollar to raise the money, if he gives 10% of the money, well, he's giving all his profit away. That gives you an idea of actually what this operation is about. I'll get through some of my own stuff. Before we go to break, this is your show. This is Anything Goes Fridays. Let's go straight to you. Let's start with D on Free Speech TV. Go ahead, D.
Hi, I was just going to bring up, finally, some Seattle renters are doing a class action lawsuit on apartment price fixing. I guess it's about broken antitrust laws. It kind of includes a renter's website, which has algorithms on it. So I think it's about time this kind of happened, and they'll get money back if it goes through.
Thank you. I did see something about it, because they were also, I think, connecting with some tech companies as well on the thing. I saw that. Thank you. Thank you, Dee, for bringing it up. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back. This is Tom Hartman Show. Anything Goes Friday. 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. How anything can go. 202-808-9925.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-916-0994. 800-916-0994. That's 800-916-0994.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate.
Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
What do you feed your dog? How much do you love your dog? I love my dog to an irrational degree, almost to a degree I need to apologize for. He kisses my face in such a way that's unprofessional. So what do I feed him? Spoiled supermarket meat? Sawdust like fillers? Artificial preservatives? No. But those are a few, just a few, potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Tom and Louise, I'll be back on Monday. They feed their dogs Blue and Chewy. That almost should be a brand itself. Nature's Blend. And that's how they know they're getting good food. Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, mathematics skills, and youthful mobility. Not true about the mathematics skills, we don't know. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. That's not quite as much as Donald Trump takes for himself in a campaign contribution, but here you also get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return to your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You might get up to one additional text. You can text STOP to opt out of that. We're back to the Tom Hartman program on Anything Goes Friday. Malcolm, go ahead. Malcolm from Bluebell, Pennsylvania. You're on the air if you're on the air.
Yeah. That one.
You're cutting out.
My issue is the fact that everyone associated with Trump has been quickly given immunity from prosecution in exchange for testimony, which typically leads nowhere.
No, it's
can you give me a reason behind it? That's all, a logical one?
Well, I can give you a reason. I don't know if I can give you I can give you a response. I don't know if you can give a good enough reason, but thank you, Malcolm. I'll take a crack. So what I heard Malcolm say, his phone was cutting out a little bit. What I heard him say is, so normally imagine a mob investigation, right? You get like the capos, or you get like the rank and file soldiers, and you get them to do deals. We all know this because we went to law school, because we watch television and movies, and then you get. And then you get them to try to turn on Tony Soprano, right? And you're willing to give deals, either reduce sentences or limited or full immunity to those smaller fish so they can help you build a school to gang up on the bigger fish. But what happens when the big fish didn't show up? What happens when you're ability to prosecute that person is limited? What happens if the investigative body includes a congressional chamber that all of a sudden is about to turn control? What happens if you're in fact concerned and nervous for some justifiable reasons, and hopefully not an overabundance of caution, to pull the trigger and in fact prosecute, then all of a sudden you've given these immunities, but then, oops. But have no fear. There actually have been a bunch of prosecutions and jail sentences for January 6th marauders, right? It has not all been for naught. And that's, and you don't have to listen to us to do that. You can listen to, you know, right-wing radio and internet shows that lament the fact that these marauders have gone to jail, and many of them had. But it is a, I mean, it is a real constitutional problem. I went and looked at, but you know how many U.S. presidents, including like Warren Harding, who like clearly was fraudulent, including Richard Nixon, who's clearly fraudulent. Interesting that they're from the same political tradition, isn't it? You know how many presidents have got to jail after they were president? None. And it isn't a bad thing for us to be careful about, like having a political convention where you chant lock her up or lock him up. Not that anybody would ever do that. I mean, just hypothetically speaking, of course. We actually do want to be a little reticent. We do want to be a little hesitant before locking up political adversaries, because that's what non-democracies do. But of course, it begs the question, when should politics be the shield that enables somebody to operate outside and above the law? Not in small ways or medium-sized ways, but in very, very large ways. I get your point, and it's tricky. I think we got time for Joy in Redding, California. Go ahead, Joy.
Oh, hi. I think the media could be more responsible by, instead of thriving on controversy, thriving on showing the truly response-able members of our society, the paramedics, the EMTs, the firemen, the nurses. You know, if we could highlight their work, and because the Republicans have been so greedy and violent and stupid all my life.
Yeah. Well, I actually really appreciate the call, Joy. That's why we did, and because I risk when we do the Thank You Thursday that could seem like pablum or soft stuff or not getting the hard part or not really grappling with the issues. But there's method to the madness, and it's not merely that they start with the same letters. It is that, our conversation, our community can't just be about fighting. It can't just be about controversy. It can't just be about finding the darkness or calling out things with which we disagree. It also it has to be about love. It has to be about kinship and fellowship. It has to be about getting stronger together than we are apart. We do have to shine light on the good stuff, not just the bad stuff. Because ultimately, if we want people to invest in things together, we got to tell the stories about that there are things worth investing in. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Phones lighting up. 202-808-9925 on Anything Goes Friday.
Does it make sense to you that the same company who controls half of online retail also passively eavesdrops on your private conversations at home? Or that a single company controls 90% of internet searches, runs your email service, and gets to track everything you do on your smartphone? Big tech is powerful, and they profit by exploiting your personal data. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN makes your activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data, keep you safe from hackers and eavesdroppers on your network. It does all this without slowing your connection. That's why it's rated the number one VPN by Business Insider.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Aho, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of a low of around 13 overnight under overcast skies with snow likely. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely again tomorrow, highs around 21, overcast. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 3 above. About an inch of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back. Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith. We had a caller yesterday who brought to my attention an important address. He said, in the lineage of Martin Luther King and Patrick Henry and Winston Churchill, Daniel Webster, Frederick Douglass, add to the list of addresses a recent speech by Herschel Walker. I had not heard the speech, but I appreciated his awareness of history, the importance of oratory, its connection to moving hearts and minds, its connection to the discourse and the discussion of the political dialogue and democracy itself. I appreciated his recognition of that history and him bringing to my attention Herschel Walker's address. I did my due diligence as I promised I would, and I in fact watched the segment, the speech he wanted to bring to my attention, and I wanted to bring that to us here today. Let's cue it and play it now for our audience.
I'm gonna tell you to keep the faith. Oh, do you ever watch a stupid movie late at night hoping it's gonna get better? Don't get better, but you keep watching it anyway. Because the other night, I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Freak Night, or some type of night. But it was about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires are cool people, are they not? But I'm gonna tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I want to be a werewolf. But then anyway, as I'm watching this movie, and then you can tell how stupid it is because it's 1 a.m. So I'm watching my TV, these kids watching their TV, vampire kill on their TV. So you know it's kind of stupid, but I'm still watching though. As I'm watching this show, what was funny, these kids had a vampire in their attic at their house. So they were watching their TV. Now I'm watching my TV, they're watching their TV, or they see the vampire killer on their TV. So they're playing this contest to bring this actor. Now y'all gotta stay with me. Bring this actor who's a vampire killer from their TV to get rid of this real life vampire in their attic. So as this actor comes to their home, he got all the right stuff. He got all the right stuff because, you know, I got to have a stake and got to have a thing to kill him in the heart. And he got a necklace of garlic because that worked. I don't know what it does, but it worked. You got to have a cross because it burned. I know that worked. Yep. And then all of a sudden, this is what was so funny about it. As they're walking through the house, this guy's got the holy water. He's blessing the house, this actor. Now, he's all fake. He's blessing the house with his holy water. They walked upstairs, and this vampire looking real good in this black suit. Whoa, that sounds like Senator Warnock, doesn't it? Looking all good in this black suit, floated from the ceiling. He floated from the ceiling looking good and cool. And I'm thinking, whoa, they better get out of that house. If somebody float from your ceiling, get out of that house. That's not your house. But as he floated from the ceiling, the kid jumped behind their hero. As they jumped behind their hero, the guy jumped in front of him with this holy water, threw it on the vampire's forehead. He covered his eyes. And he took his hand away. He started laughing. And he said, that don't work.
Didn't
he took
work.
The cross, he put it on the vampire forehead. And the vampire didn't even do anything. He said, that don't work. And that's the way it is in our life. It doesn't even work unless you got faith. It is time for us to have faith. We got to have faith in our fellow brother. We got to have faith in this country. We got to have faith in this in the elected officials.
So I appreciate the listener brought this to my attention. I've listened to it a couple times. I'm trying to gather its truths. But the point he was trying to make is the point I'll make now. Martin Luther King gave us I Have a Dream. From Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. Franklin Roosevelt, there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Winston Churchill, we will fight on the beaches. Abraham Lincoln, we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. And Herschel Walker, so I don't want to be a vampire anymore. I want to be a werewolf. Now, I want to say something about this. Mostly I say it for fun because the caller poked fun and I enjoyed it. I just kind of enjoy Herschel Walker. I don't, and I want us to be cautious about what I call the dum-dum critique. the critique that was made against Ronald Reagan, critique that was made against Dan Quayle, critique against George W. Bush, the critique against Donald Trump, and now critique against Herschel Walker. It was also, by the way, you know, that poking fun at somebody being silly is also tried it on Hitler, right? Charlie Chaplin and a little skinny mustache. Didn't work in essentially any of those cases. And I've thought about why. And what should we do about it? And I have two thoughts. One, I think one of the reasons it doesn't work is because everybody has a negative opinion of politicians, particularly the politicians they don't like. And therefore, everybody who votes for a politician, and by the way, I mean that means voting at all, participating in the thing, means voting for somebody who's flawed and that you're putting up with their flaws. So we're all habituated to vote for people who are imperfect, who are almost as human as we are. So I think the attack is not calling somebody dumb, because all of us feel dumb sometimes. All of us are ignorant a lot of the time. All of us need to learn. So saying, oh, that person doesn't know anything, well, it's true of all of us. Here's why I think also, though, here's another thing I think we can learn from it, is it just can't stop there. You can't say, Ronald Reagan's dumb. Let's move to the next topic. No, here's why it matters. Here's why it matters. So here's why, without using mean words to describe Herschel Walker, here's why it matters that when Herschel Walker is critiqued in terms of his fitness for candidacy, here's why it matters. Here's at least two. One, it's because Raphael Warnock is so great. If you've heard him speak, he's got it in him to be on that list and not as a joke. He's got it in him to be president of the United States if we weren't, if we had better racial habits in this country. He is as good a human being, it appears, as Jimmy Carter. He is as good a communicator as we've had in the White House. He is smart. He is strategic. His work ethic. I mean, what my wife picked up, I was, wait a minute, this guy's running for the U.S. Senate. How is he watching horror movies at 1 a.m.? The difference in candidates, it's not about Herschel Walker being far too human. I'm far too human. It's about they have a chance in Georgia to elect somebody who's really great, and they should do that. Another is it also means that Georgia's not going to, they're going to be a little outplayed. They're not, Georgia, if they elect Herschel Walker, is not going to have the representation they deserve. It means he won't be there. He won't bring additional relationships, won't bring expertise, won't bring a particular degree of craftiness, won't bring powerful policy proposals that he's planned out and he's ready to push. He doesn't have a platform on vampires or werewolves. So anyway, when we do the point is when we do the dumb critique, have fun, whatever, it's great. But let's also connect to why it matters in a given race, because it's not enough to criticize somebody personally, in my judgment. We got to connect why it matters. All right, let's go to Mark from San Francisco. Mark, you're on.
Hey, Jefferson, how you doing today?
I'm having a great day.
Great. You know, I wanted to talk about Social Security, and Social Security disability is an important factor of the program, because working people, young or old, are, you know, covered if they get hurt and they can't work anymore. Social Security covers them.
Yeah.
And I think the Democrats need to do a better job of that. And also, the recipient, if he dies, the family gets him or her dies, they get the benefit. So
pause for a second.
More.
Democrats need to do a better job on which thing?
On really informing the American people, the younger people, that this is an insurance policy as a working person in this country if they get hurt. That yeah. this is there for them as well.
Even if
they're not a senior, the benefit still is a factor for them in their working lives.
Mark, it's a great point, and thank you so much for the call. That very often Social Security is sort of cordoned off as an issue to talk to voters over the age of 55 or 65 or older. And your point is well taken, that no, Social Security is a key part of our social contract that is there for everybody, and that's why we got to preserve it so it, in fact, it remains strong for the lifespan of the country. And my only quibble is that as I hear it, I hear it here and I feel it sometimes myself. So I wish the Democrats would speak up about this. I have this debate with my friend Jason all the time. Like, why don't the Democrats speak up about this? And every time I can point them to a link of some high-ranking Democrat making the argument. They said the problem is they're not radio hosts. They don't own Fox News. They don't own the Drudge Report. They're not part of the network propaganda. The Yochai Bankler talked about it in his book, Network Propaganda. By the way, plug for Democracy Nerd. It's on my mind because somebody asked me about it this morning in the podcast interview we did with him, long form. And that the obligation to communicate with the American people about the critical things facing the country, if we expect that duty to be fulfilled in its entirety by elected officials or by a political party, we are misunderstanding not only our role, but the importance of the media landscape and the limited role, more limited role, of political parties and of politicians. They can get up and do press conferences all the time. Hopefully somebody will pick it up. Maybe the people will read the headline. We've got to talk about stuff as well. Anyway, so the point on Social Security, absolutely heck yes. And that's why I think just about every policy story is also a media story. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Show. We'll be back in just a moment. Want to talk Congress. Want to talk about we got a question coming in of what we think the political mandate is right now. But it's Anything Goes Friday, so you got something that we ought to go. Let's do it. 202-808-9925. We'll come back with a speed round.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'm on the side of humanity, not werewolves or vampires.
The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. I would love that. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Now through November 21st, Tom Hartman program listeners get an exclusive 15% off with the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com. That's code RADIO15 to get 15% off at mancrates.com.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to doctor now and share. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association.
in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. Welcome back, and thanks for being here. Dr. Bill.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Bill, from Los Angeles, California. And big shout out to our listeners at KPFK, critically important station in our landscape. Go ahead, Dr. Bill.
Terrific. Howdy, Jeff. I've been enjoying the show.
Thanks.
Say, we've been getting so much coverage of climate change lately, but it seems to me there have been a couple of things people haven't put putting much attention on or have ignored. The first is HARP technology or HARP research with these large antenna array stations around the world. That have been playing havoc with the atmosphere. Number two, we've got chemtrails, which seem to have toxic properties and also affect the atmosphere. And then I'm going to go on, and there's also something to consider, which is that CO2 doesn't seem to be much of a greenhouse gas, really, when you compare it to things like methane and carbon monoxide and even water vapor.
If you had, Dr. Bill, if you had your the climate change magic wand, but by magic wand you have to do something that's mildly realistic, right? You don't actually have the powers of a super Harry Potter. What you have is, you know, the ability to get people to do things that people can do. What would your climate change semi-magic wand do?
Well, yeah, this could be an hour conversation.
Pick one thing. Let's see, one spell. Well,
I get your point. I'm making it brief. It's a little difficult because, guys, I don't see CO2 as being a huge problem or carbon, but anyway, just going in the direction you're suggesting, I think one, I put a huge attention on Amazon, the forest down in South America, and then two, a very steady shift over to renewable energy sources.
Yeah. So I appreciate that, Dr. Bill. And here's won't disagree either on either of those two suggestions. I do wonder. Here's my concern about, this is so horrible, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it anyway. Here's my concern about renewable energy sources. I hate that sentence. I'm a huge fan of renewable energy sources. Ain't nothing that's a free lunch, though, right? At some point, we're going to have to ratchet down some of our use of energy because there is no free lunch, right? Even the energy source of renewable that we should be investing in a bunch, right, still won't be enough. Because you have to do something to build that stuff, and that stuff's going to take carbon, et cetera. Which is why, to me, if we don't actually internalize the cost, which we don't do something like a carbon tax, if we don't do something that actually makes the cost of goods and services cost what they really cost, not just between the seller and the buyer, but betwixt everybody else who's involved in a transaction who didn't necessarily want to be, because it's impacting them, because it's eating up their resource or polluting their resource, that we've got to make sure the true cost of a transaction bears out. I think that's, to me, yes to all the good stuff, and we got to have yes to that. Teresa from Asheville, North Carolina. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, right now it seems like that we have a lot of subjects that come up about the weather, like in Buffalo today, and money and politics. But yeah. I read the funniest thing the other day, and I just think a little humor is good. But anyway,
it's so,
are you ready? Mm-hmm. It's so cold today, the congresswoman had her hands in her own pockets.
I appreciate it. It's a good one-liner. It's a good one-liner to be used.
And I know y'all don't want to take a lot of time with callers, but I just thought that was...
This is Anything Goes Friday. That's what we do, is take time with callers. That was great, Therese. I appreciate it. It's a great one.
And I enjoyed you so much, Jefferson. I think you're such an interesting person. Oh. Okay, well, I think that's pretty... Yeah, and sometimes you sound like Tom, but then I go, no, it's not Tom. But I really think you have a wonderful heart. I can hear it in all the things you say. That's pretty much it.
Working at it. Thank you, Teresa, and genuinely, not all the time, working at it like all of us. So the let me say something about campaign finance. I'm trying to look at the number because I wanted to wait to look at the number until it was a more complete number on how much was spent on politics in 2022. It looks like $17 billion. That's the most recent number, $17 billion. It's an unearthly sum. And efforts to ratchet it down have been largely unsuccessful. Citizens United is a big reason why. Buckley versus Vallejo, at least as big a reason why. We should have just capped expenditures. That's what should have happened. But with a lot of help, I'm going to call it the Nixon court, we didn't cap expenditures. They only allowed to cap contributions, and only basically on a rationale of, on a bribery rationale. The current Supreme Court's even worse on this kind of stuff. The only pathway, and it's still going to be insufficient. It's why I think we need citizen juries. It's why I think we need sortition. It's why I think we need more and more democracy without always having more and more politicians. But we have to get to campaign finance. We have to get to public financed elections. And this is something, by the way, in terms of like, what do we do with a split government? Truth of the matter is, most of the time we have a split government. Even when you have a party that has a trifecta, there's still a filibuster, and you still have senators who need to win re-election, and so they end up being more comfortable with things that are bipartisan most of the time. So you always have, and certainly since basically LBJ, a real hard time passing things through Congress, particularly big stuff. Obamacare was a miracle. Infrastructure bill was a miracle. And they weren't as big a miracles as the advocates wanted them to be. There was no public option in Obamacare, and should have been. There wasn't enough to ratchet costs down, and there should have been. But the reality of facing split government, of requiring a huge force to be able to get not only significant popular support, but also navigate through the lobby and navigate through the funding apparatus, it's one of the reasons I'm a big fan of doing stuff locally. Big fan of doing stuff in cities, doing stuff in states. And publicly financed elections, we just had, what is it, 7 or 8 jurisdictions just passed instant runoff voting, which is one of the mechanisms for alternative voting systems. Listeners here could get done publicly financed elections in your city councils, in your county commissions, for judges. Judges shouldn't be calling people raising money. They'll be calling lawyers who are going to come in and be in front of their court. That should happen publicly financed. That's one thing people can work on. We'll be right back. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartyspets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown.